It is the opening ceremony of the IPSA World Games 2023. We're at the Symphony Hall in Birmingham, and we have with us Dave Clark, who is the Chief Executive of the British Paralympic Association. So all kicks off officially today, David. It's going to be a huge event.
I think it's fantastic that we've got around 1,500 athletes from all over the world, from 10 sports, blind and partially sighted, coming to Birmingham to show off their elite skills, and I'm really, really excited. We've already actually had some sport this week because, of course, the football tournament, because of the amount of teams involved, kicked off early, and the reaction and the fans watching it, it's been absolutely brilliant. So really, really excited it's here, and it's a great thing for blind and partially sighted people around the world.
The sports that there are here, some of those are going to be important for Paralympic qualification for Paris next year. So, you know, another important one for yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course, we've got goalball, we've got judo, and we've got football. A really important match for the men's blind team tomorrow against China, which could decide their fate. So all the best to them. And then I'll be over in Coventry on Sunday to watch the ladies kick off their efforts to qualify for Paris in the goalball arena. And then, of course, it was my privilege to see a number of our judo fighters out there in Rotterdam at the European Paralympic Championships last week, and many of them will be back this week seeking further qualification points to get to Paris. So a really exciting time in a week where both our women's and men's wheelchair basketball teams qualified for Paris too, so the team's starting to build.
Now, these are elite athletes who are here taking part, but you know, we like to encourage people, the blind and partially sighted people, that, you know, sport and leisure is great for fitness, great for your mental health, and you don't have to be an elite athlete. You can get so much for just for participating in something which could be, you know, energetic, like judo, or, you know, something a little less demanding.
Yeah, I think what the important thing is, Alan, is that we move, that we're active, that we keep our body and our brains in tip-top condition. And certainly for many people, perhaps that opportunity seemed too far away. So you're absolutely right. It's not necessarily about getting to that Paralympic or that world-class level. It's about enjoyment. It's about getting the benefit of socializing, of feeling fit, about being active, and getting those endorphins flowing. And, you know, there's lots of places you can go and find out, whether it's the British Blind Sport website, whether it's the See Sport Differently website through RNIB, or whether it's the Everybody Moves website through Paralympics GB. You know, the opportunities are out there, and I would really encourage anybody to give it a go, because, you know, you will find a whole new world out there.
David, we'll hopefully catch up with you maybe at the goalball, but in the meantime, thanks for joining us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.